And coming up on the show, we've got an interview with musicians Peter and Helen Ness about their new CD. And coming up a little later on, it's The Weekend 3.
Your Weekend 3 in music from across the decades. This is The Weekend Mix with James Dobis.
Bring the wind to carry me over, lead me home to my town. Tell me when that breeze is blowing, taking me home to my town. Thank you.
taking me home to my town.
Listen for The Weeknd 3 and music from across the decades on The Weeknd Mix.
By the hand, I make you do a handstand, and take your baby by the heel, and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days, we were cool on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, share in what was true, I said. Dance all days long. Take your baby by the hair and pull her close and there, there, there. Take your baby by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, do, sharing what was true, I said. Dance all days, love. Dance all days. Dance all days, love. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in her eyes to sapphire's blue, and you need her and she needs you, 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 and you need her and she needs you. We were so in phase, in a dance hall days, we were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, do, sharing what was true, oh, I said, dance all days long. That's all day. That's all day. That's all day. That's all day. That's all day.
There's Dance All Days on The Weeknd Mix, and thoughts and prayers going out to everyone affected by the wildfires across the prairies right now. Make sure you tune into your local stations to get updates on what's going on regarding the wildfires in the prairies happening currently. You're listening to The Weeknd Mix, and this is Sheryl Crow and Always On Your Side from The Weeknd Mix.
My yesterdays are all boxed up and neatly put away, but every now and then you come to mind, 'cause you were always waiting to be picked to play the game. But when your name was called, you found a place to hide. When you knew that I was always on your side, everything was easy then, so sweet and innocent. But your demons and your angels reappear, leaving all the traces of the man you thought you'd be, leaving me with no place left to go from here, leaving me so many questions all these years. Is there someplace far away, someplace where all is clear, easy to start over with the ones you hold so dear? Or are you left to wander all alone eternally? This isn't how. Even through it all, I'm always on your side. Is there some place far away, some place where all is clear, easy to start over with the ones you hold so dear? Are we left to wander all alone eternally? Butterflies are free to fly, why do they fly away, leaving me to carry on and wonder why? Was it you that kept me wandering through this life, when you know that I was always on your side?
So it is my great pleasure to welcome Peter and Helen Ness back to the show. I talked to you a little over a year or so ago about your album Christmas Joy and your rendition of the well-known The Light Shines All Over the World. Now you've recorded a brand new album. A Musical Picnic is available as a CD and on music streaming. Welcome, Helen and Peter.
Thank you. We're very happy to be back talking to you again.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here. And so I got a few questions for you about this album. I listened to all of the songs, and I'd like to know, where did you record it, and how long did it take you to put together? It's a great mix of songs.
Oh, thanks. People tell us that. Well, we recorded it at Banquet Sound, which is 5 minutes from our house, which is great. Christmas Joy had been done at the same place, but he moved, so this was closer.
We also recorded some of it in our own kitchen. I used our Roland electric piano for the Handel pieces and for the theme from Picnic, which is a solo piece. And then we recorded my bass part for What a Wonderful World in the engineer's living room. So it's been all over the place.
But most of it was at...
Most of it was at Banquet Sound, at least the vocals for sure.
And we started recording in May 2023, and we finished last December 2024.
Wow. So that goes to show you the amount of detail you went into finishing the CD.
A lot of detail.
A lot of detail, but also studio space wasn't always available.
Yes, studio space wasn't always available. That was tricky. but we put in a lot of effort too.
Well, there is an uplifting feel-good mood on most of this album, and some of the songs reminded me of a city park on a beautiful afternoon. And you brought
that's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Really nice.
Well, you brought A New Kind of Love to me, sounded like it had some jazz influences. So what were some of the things you had in mind when you were getting the songs together?
Well, we wanted songs that would uplift people, but it was also important that people know them, for the most part, a lot of them anyway, familiar. So things like Bridge Over Troubled Waters, Let It Be, I Could Have Danced All Night, Penny Lane, you know, these are well-known songs that will appeal to people. And we had a Burt Bacharach medley, we had Beatles, as I said, What a Wonderful World, we had Neil Diamond song. Those are all fairly well-known songs.
The You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me is a song I've loved since I first heard Liza Minnelli sing it in the movie New York, New York. It's a really a jazz standard. And we asked our friend Mitch from the choir that Peter co-conducts, the Corollaires of North York, to play trombone on it. And Mitch often plays with the choir. He also plays with a group called Reese's Pieces. And we knew he'd do a great job, which he did. So the album is unique in that it's a mix of genres, classical, jazz, pop, inspirational, and boogie. We really wanted something for everyone. The idea was to be uplifting, inspiring, and songs to make you feel good. And whenever I'd tell that to people, they'd say, that's what we need. Before the pandemic, we were performing for seniors in long-term care and retirement residences. And unless we had a theme song, theme show for like Valentine's or St. Patrick's, we would do a show of different types of music, something for everybody. So that was kind of also where this came from, that people always like to have a mix and there's something that they like. Many of these songs are favorites and familiar, as Peter said, and some of them are really new. And one song that we believe has never been recorded is Harmonize, which is from a 1954 MGM musical starring Jane Powell and Debbie Reynolds. And the song is sung three times in the movie, but never completely. And I just love the bouncy, happy tune with the fun lyrics. So Peter arranged it into one song. We had to change a few lyrics, and also we had to try to figure out what they were because we couldn't find a copy or a sheet music or anything. So we listened to it on YouTube and watching the movie. And we love the theme of harmony because that's what the world sure needs right now.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, actually, the harmonies in the album. So there was another song, A Hymn to Freedom, and mm-hmm. I couldn't quite tell if it was just the two of you on that track or if there were some other choir performers.
We're the choir. Peter arranged all the harmonies so that everything you hear on the album is the two of us. Peter was trying for a gospel feel at the beginning and based it on a recording of Oscar Peterson himself performing his trio. At first, it was just going to be Peter and me in the background. I didn't want to record it because I don't sound like Jackie Richardson. And to me, she's the quintessential singer of this song. But after many tries and layers, we found it worked best with the two of us singing together the melody as well as the harmonies.
Originally, it was meant to be a man's song, but I found it was too bass heavy, the whole thing. So we started adding Helen to do the harmonies and that balanced it out a lot. It was just multiple, it's just multiple tracking, which is really hard to do. It's much harder than having a choir sing where you have somebody conducting and they—
Yeah, you have to match the voices and the words.
All the S's, all the T's. And the engineer was very, very picky about that.
Very picky. People asked us this about our Christmas album too. They'd say, well, who's the choir? We're the choir.
And coming up, I'll have part two of my interview with Peter and Helen Ness on their new CD. It was great of them to drop by the show here and spend a little bit of time speaking with me. I want to play a song from their new album now. This is their version of I Have a Dream, originally recorded by ABBA.
I have a dream, a song. to sing to help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future even if you fail.
Weekend Mix.
Hey girl, you make me want to write a song. I sit you down, I sing it to you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do. To wrap my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. Yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with that all night long slow kiss. Yeah, it goes like this. Hey girl, you make me wanna drive you home. Get you out of here and get you all alone. I don't know what it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy. But you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like,
goes like this.
It's the Weekend 3, song number 1.
I'm weak, I think you're wrong. I think you're already leaving. Feels like your hand is on the door. I thought this place was an empire. Now I'm relaxed, I can't be sure. And I think you're so mean. I think we should try. I think I can need this in my life, and I think I'm scared. I think too much. I know it's wrong, it's a problem I'm feeling. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move. If you're gone, baby, you need to come home. Come home. There's a little bit of something me in everything in you. I bet you're hard to get over. I bet the room just won't shine. I bet my hands I can stay here, and I bet you need more than you mind. And I think you're so mean. I think we should try. I think I can need this in my life. I think I'm just scared that I know too much. I can't relate, and that's a problem I'm feeling. If you're gone, maybe it's time to come home. There's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move. If you're gone, baby, you need to come home. Come home. There's a little bit of something me in everything. I think I can need this in my life, and I think I'm scared. Do I talk too much? I know it's wrong, it's a problem. Even if you're gone, and maybe it's time to come home. Well, there's an awful lot of breathing room, but I can hardly move.
Wrapping up 3 in a row, there's Matchbox 20 and If You're Gone. And before that, we heard Thomas Rhett, It Goes Like This. And we started that off with a song from musicians Peter and Helen Ness from their new CD, A Musical Picnic. That was I Have a Dream. And Peter and Helen are back here now on the show to tell me a little bit more about their new album. There's some nice messages throughout the album. One of the lyrics in the song, Everything is Beautiful, is everybody's beautiful in their own way. So mm-hmm. why would you recommend that people of all ages take some time to listen?
Well, right now, life is very difficult for many people. And fortunately, it just seems to be getting worse as time goes on. So we wanted this to be an album that anybody could listen to and feel better. We also recommend that people listen to the whole thing, all 25 songs. The CD itself is a double. Some people will say, oh, I listened on Spotify for two or three songs. I'm like, well, that's not the whole thing. You don't get the whole feel of all the different songs because maybe you'll like them too. Everything is Beautiful was a favorite of mine from when it came out in 1970. And I think the lyrics are still appropriate, not caring about the color of your skin, and everybody is beautiful in their own way.
We tried hard to get the spirit of the song in the arrangements. Now, the verse of Everything is Beautiful is not often done. It's explicitly Christian. So I tried to make it into a gospel version with me singing like three men's harmonies. So you feel like you're in a little church somewhere with the Wurlitzer and the bass and so on.
We also recorded some other not familiar songs, such as Nowhere to Go But Up, which is from the movie Mary Poppins Returns. And we love this movie. And at the end of the movie, I don't know if you've seen the movie, that it's a wonderful movie, by the way, the main characters are floating up in the sky holding balloons and singing this song. And it's such a wonderful feeling. And then Peter again added Wurlitzer sounds to make it sound like you're at the fair. So, you know, this is like really a kid's movie, so kids can hear it, anyone can hear it.
We got very good feedback from a teenager on that one.
Yeah, a teenager who loved the movie. She said she really loved the arrangement of it.
The song. And it's a really fun song to arrange, because you could try all these kind of a little bit spacey sounds, and some of them work very well with the balloon floating up. Mm-hmm. You have a balloon floating up.
Well, you know, I agree. It's an album, you know, you can listen to anytime, but certainly if people have more time on a weekend afternoon, they should listen to all the tracks back to back, because it's a very nice thing to do, calming and kind of enjoyable. So like you mentioned, music from some well-known movies and musicals, some very well-known songs on there. So what personal style would you say you bring to these popular selections? And did you change any of the lyrics or instrumentation throughout your process?
We didn't change any lyrics, but a lot of the arranging is different. For example, I Have a Dream, which was originally an ABBA song, and it's been recorded by many people. Nana Mouskouri did a wonderful job with it. But they all have a certain type of guitar accompaniment, which is kind of like
more rock.
Rock or Spanish or
more almost Greek in a way.
Anyway, Peter did a different kind of arrangement, which is softer, but I think it works very well. So Peter's arrangements are pretty unique. And I think also because of Peter's experience with choir arrangements, he's often had to conduct hymns, which can be the same for four verses. And Peter's always wanted to change things up, make things a little differently to make it interesting. So he's done that in these songs too, that if we're singing three verses, they're not all the same. We're adding harmonies, we're adding different instruments, we're changing it up to make it fuller, richer.
You really have to in this day and age. Nobody listens to the four verses the same anymore. Nobody, you wouldn't keep their attention. I Had a Dream. I wanted to bring out the innocence of it. It's a very innocent song. Like, you know, like I have a dream that people work together. I believe in angels, something good than everything I see. It had a very innocent quality, the words to it, not too heavy rock, actually.
And the only really live instruments on this song are the piano, the double bass, guitar, drums, trombone, and everything else is what they call sample sounds. So because in this day and age we have access to this, we can really have big orchestral sound when we're just the two of us. So there's like on the Burt Bacharach, there's brass sound, and then some of them there's a violin sound and different kinds of sounds to add to it. We did that on the Christmas album as well.
We're very fortunate that we have GarageBand on the map because it has a lot of sounds, brass, string, etc., that you might want to use. So you can try it out on the GarageBand and see how it comes out. Now, the GarageBand is not the greatest sounds. They're all synthetically made, but you get a good idea of what it will sound like when you go into the studio. And that's really important because you're paying for every different type of thing you try out.
The sample sounds, some of them are not synthetic. They're actually, like, there's one called Vienna Strings on there when you hear the violin. It's actually somebody in Vienna recorded their violin. So when the keyboard is pressed into this program, out comes the real violin sound. So some of these songs are actual real sounds. It's just wonderful technology that we've got in this day and age.
Having said that, though, I would prefer to have real musicians there, but
it's not possible.
It was not possible with the budget.
Right. So I guess, you know, you talked a little bit already about that practice time and sort of some of those things that go into preparing for the album. So, you know, this one, you've wrapped this one up. It's out there now. You've probably gotten some feedback from listeners. So what's next in terms of your music? What are you thinking?
We're just trying to market this one right now, which is a full-time job in itself. And I'm the one that does it, and I haven't had a lot of time to do that. So I'm looking at different ways of doing that. I want to get it out there. You know, we'd love to make another one, but I don't know if, honestly, we can afford it right now.
Well, the problem is there's no market for CDs.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing you really get paid for. Streaming is getting paid very...
Yeah, people are surprised when we tell them we get paid nothing for streaming.
Basically.
They're really shocked. That Spotify, if you don't have 1,000 streams of a song in a year, they made it so you get nothing. If you get over the 1,000 streams, you get 3/100ths of a cent per stream. So unless we go viral, and maybe we will, that would be great. We won't make enough back that we could actually afford to do another album, though we would love to do another album. We keep talking about, well, we could record this song, we could record that song. It was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it. We had a wonderful engineer, Keegan, who was so a little gem to work with. So we'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
Hearted people living in the world agree,
There's Peter and Helen Ness with their version of the Beatles' popular song, Let It Be. And I just love the instrumentation they've got in that version. Really nice. You can buy their new CD. It's called A Musical Picnic, and it is available on their website, peterandhelenness.ca. And now here's some Durham community events for you. This month, you can submit your short films and videos to the 2025 Durham Region International Film Festival. $700 prizes will be awarded for winners in Best Canadian Short Film, Best Student Film, Best Regional Film, and other areas. The region of Durham is celebrating Local Food Week as well from June 2nd to 8th this month. You can visit their website for a local food directory, check out a local farmer's market or stand, or try some new local restaurants such as Bistro 67, Pingle's Farm Market, and the Second Wedge Brewing Company. So make sure you check those out. And it's the Spoons now. Here's Old Emotions on the Weekend Mix.
You smell the familiar perfume from a girl you knew long ago on a holiday weekend. Whoa, whoa. And you know that you're there once more in some forgotten story from your private library of things. That you and the gulls cry overhead. You walk and sink in the wet sand. Oh, oh, oh. And you know. Whoa, 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 whoa. That you're there once more in some forgotten store.
There's the Spoons with Old Emotions on the Weekend Mix, and thanks so much for listening. And not to bring up old radio stories, but I do have one right now, actually. I came across an article recently about college programs that are being cut back, and specifically ones that educate students in broadcasting and radio broadcasting as well. One of them actually happens to be the program that I took years ago in London, Ontario. And, you know, it had such an impact on both myself and so many students to find their career path and just to kind of get them set up for their life. So I used to host a radio show called The Western World. It was so much fun getting to host that show. And on that program, we actually talked to an artist who has gone on to do some great things. Her name is Liz Coyles, and here's a clip from that interview.
I've always loved music. Like, it's always been a huge part of my life. But about a year ago, I was procrastinating to study for my exams.
Okay.
And I picked up my sister's guitar and I started kind of Googling how to play certain chords.
Right.
And then I just kind of started singing along and getting more comfortable in my voice that I didn't really know that I had until about a year ago.
Sure. That's Liz Coyles. And, you know, I think that's what the program really did for so many students, was just help them to find their voice. I know that was something that was certainly the case for me. So just thank you to everyone involved in the radio program there and in programs across the country, just for the great work that you do educating students and inspiring young minds.
Dance with me under the diamonds. See me like breath in the cold. Sleep with me here in the silence. Come kiss me silver and gold. You say that I won't lose you, but you can't predict the future, so just hold on like you will never let go. Yeah, if you ever move on without me, I need to make sure you know that you
Weekend Mix is produced by JD Productions Services.com.